Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you ought to know. How did the United States Senate do with their responsibility of advice and consent for a Supreme Court justice? That's the headline and the question. David James will come to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to give us an answer to this very provocative question.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, without taking sides, how would you evaluate what has happened with the confirmation hearings? Has the process, in your thinking, been pleasing to the Lord?
Well, I think I would agree with some who have noted that, one, it's been a debacle, and two, it's been a disgrace in it from many perspectives. For 35 years, he has demonstrated that he has been eminently qualified. He has received the highest ratings from the Bar Association and other groups, not a hint of scandal or anything like that. And this jostling back and forth between the Republicans and Democrats, because we are so divided, it's actually served to drive a wedge further into all this rancor and political discourse and division that is happening in the country. This goes back to a difference between liberalism and conservatism and how that plays out in what we view as the role of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is to judge constitutionality of various cases that come before it, and the conservative side generally tends to be originalist, meaning that the Constitution is interpreted according to the intention of the founders, whereas liberals tend to be just like liberal theologians in the sense that they believe that everything can be reinterpreted.
A lot of what is at stake here is the truth, and the scriptures, of course, have a lot to say about the importance of telling and also seeking the truth.
We're all familiar with Proverbs chapter 6, beginning in verse 16, saying there are six things the Lord hates and seven that are an abomination to him. And two of the seven involve the truth. He says he hates a lying tongue and a false witness who speaks lies. So two of the seven focus on this. We see this throughout. And it's both integrity and the truth. Integrity of the upright will guide them, Proverbs 11:3 says, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. So truth is very important to God. God himself is truth, and we need to reflect that. And the scriptures are very clear on all of this.
David James with Bible in hand, looking at the United States Senate hearings for a Supreme Court justice as it relates to the standards in the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God created human government, Genesis 9:6, in order to direct humankind on this earth. He has used human government down through the centuries to accomplish that plan. And in the future, the Lord will continue this practice, even during the tribulation period. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...